Nurses at Sioux Area Hospital who were promised a retention bonus of up to $5,000 each in the spring will now have to wait until July for the first payout. On March 7, the Ontario government announced a retention bonus of up to $5,000 for each eligible nurse in the province to be paid in two installments. The bonuses were put in place to address staffing issues felt across the province, as some nurses were leaving the profession. W.D. Lighthall, spokesperson for the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care, said the ministry is currently in the process of distributing funding to hospitals through Ontario Health as well as other eligible employers. As the ministry is not the direct employer of these workers, exact payment dates will depend on each individual employer and are expected to occur throughout the spring for the first installment, followed by the second payment in September, said Whitehall by email on Monday. For nurses at Sioux Area Hospital, that first installment is expected on July 8, said Brandy Sharp-Young, manager of communications and media services for SAH. Sioux Area Hospital is in the process of working through the details around eligibility to align with the direction provided by the Ministry of Health for payment, said Sharp-Young. SAH has been working with nursing staff and the ministry to understand the eligibility criteria to ensure all individuals who are eligible to receive a payment do so accurately, said Sharp-Young. This work was done as quickly as possible once criteria information was received from the Ministry of Health and eligibility information from our nursing staff, said Sharp-Young. In a previous Sioux Today story, Vice President Angela Priokinen of the Ontario Nurses Association said the bonus will not stop nurses who are leaving the profession and stated the repealing of Bill 124, which limited wage increases to 1% for 3 years, would be a better solution. Priokinen said many nurses are burned out after 2 full years of the pandemic and members of the mostly female-dominated profession make less than their frontline counterparts in firefighting and policing. To say we are disappointed would be too mild, said Priokinen at the time. We are angry, we are screaming angry at this. This is just a slap in the face to our members. Sioux Today reached out to the ONA for this story but no spokespeople were made available. Asked about staffing level changes for nurses at Sioux or hospital, Sharp-Young said the year-to-date overall attrition for nurses is trending slightly lower than last year and current hiring year-to-date exceeds attrition.